about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, men, I know you like your bacon, I know you like your red meat, but it could be screwing up your sperm. Now, you want to be fertile. You want to be virile, right? Some of you actually don't want to impregnate anybody. Could eating meat be the next form of birth control for men? We'll talk about that. Then, apparently, a mathematician who had nothing better to do has come up with a formula for the perfect pizza. So, for those of us math geeks, we'll talk about that. And then, Oreos are as addictive as cocaine. Researchers now are looking into the Oreo cookie addiction. I've never really been a huge fan of Oreos. I'm more of a chocolate chip, chocolate chunk, chocolate fudge cookie myself. But it's going to make us hungry nonetheless. We have a Toyota recall of 885,000 cars. We'll talk to you about that. Recall. We're also going to talk about how more people have taken a one-way trip, have signed up. More people have signed up for a one-way trip to Mars than for Obamacare right now. What does that tell you? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, really quickly here, I want to tell you about something that happened last night. I went to see Sister Act that was in the Smith Center. Phenomenal show. I was a little shocked by how it didn't really seem to have a lot of the favorite songs from the movie. I mean, I have that movie memorized, and they really didn't use a lot of the movie songs. So if I had any criticism, it would be of that. But overall, it was still a great show. I mean, it was phenomenal. You can't go wrong with anything at the Smith Center. But while I was there, a friend of mine called, and she said that her daughter had run away and was in a panic. And, of course, I panicked, too. I love this girl, teenager, and she ran away with another teenager. And, you know, you hear about kids running away from home. And I remember, you know, my family members used to run away from home. My siblings did that. I mean, everybody ran away from home. Parents got upset. You know, we as siblings were happy. You know, now we got more of the bed to ourselves or more of the room to ourselves because we'd always be sharing a room or sharing a bed or something. So I was like, yeehaw, great. You know, more for me. I'll eat their dinner. Thank you. And, you know, but you don't realize until you're a parent how scary that is. Now, me as a doctor, we talk about runaways and you know, drugs or abductions and all that just trying not to imagine the horror that could be. But, you know, yesterday was probably the first time I experienced somebody really close that as an adult I really cared about gone. Now, I found relief in the fact that she had left a runaway note. Okay, because then she wasn't abducted. You always worry about young girls getting abducted, and she was with somebody else. Okay, but then the thought set in where, now wait a second, if she left a runaway note, are these two people who are going to decide to go and do a joint suicide or something? And couldn't sleep. You know, we tried to drive around to look for them. The family was, friends were driving around looking for them. They've been found, thank God. They've been found. Police were called, but they really can't do much until the 24-hour mark. So, you know, have any of you experienced that where one of your children just left? And where seems to be the most common place for these runaways to go? Now we thought was the first thing she was going to do was shoot out to L.A., okay? You know, growing up here in Vegas, even though Vegas is an exciting place, we all want to go to L.A., you know, in Vegas. Whereas people in Vegas want, L.A. want to come to Vegas. So my first thought is she was going to grab a car and hitch a ride to Vegas. But they didn't have a car, which was probably good because then locally, then luckily she could still be in town. Again, I don't have all the details back on how they found her. But, you know, for those of you that have teenagers and at any time they could decide to run away, all right, where are the most common places? Where do you believe they go? Where did you find your kids? It's a scary, scary thought, but it's something we need to prep for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. How do you handle a runaway kid? Now, first of all, of course, you do right. You always contact the police, okay? And remember, I mean, the runaway note may still not even be a runaway note. Yeah, it could be in their handwriting, but you don't know if somebody abducted, somebody's going to, you know, so you get the police involved just because you think it may be their fault versus always assume there's another party involved. Always assume there's another party involved. It doesn't hurt. Okay? You contact the police. Make sure though, as a preventative measure, you know what your child is wearing that day. Now, I make the mistake of going to work before the kids are awake. And I go to work, I go through labs, I prep for the show, go to the studio, do my show. And so with my kids, I don't necessarily know what shirt. Even if I laid out their clothes the night before, they're not going to wear them. Okay, clothes on the floor to them is just the norm. So, you know, they may go to a closet or whatever, they may go into the dryer, grab some clothes, etc. But know what they're wearing. Always know your child's height and weight. Every week or two, do a height and weight check. It's very easy to get one of these height rulers type of things, or you know those little, you know, I don't know, giraffe growth charts that we use for the little kids. Have something else more for the grown-up kids. Now, of course, some of your grown-up kids, they, you know, they stop growing, so fine, then get that height, okay? Know any dental, know any skin things. Make sure you have a description already ready. You know how we talk about having your emergency pack, like with your freeze-dry guy, for food and, you know, your water and your, all your important papers and, stash of medications, et cetera. Have your descriptions of your kids, okay? And we'll talk about what the police need. This way, if God forbid something happens, you aren't sitting there in a panic. You already have a description card ready to give them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So really quickly, what should you have on standby? Whether your husband, your wife, your kids, your mother or father wander off, if you are going to have to file a missing persons report, why not have in your safe or in your a little emergency silo or storage unit, in addition to your freeze-dry guy food and water and batteries and flashlights, etc., the information that you could hand to the police? Okay? Now, we talked about, as soon as you have a missing person, and the reason why we're talking about this is a friend of mine's daughter had been missing for about a day or so. It turned out to be a runaway case, right? But, of course, none of us slept. We were all scared to death, worried that she was abducted, worried that she would commit suicide. You know, what happens? What are these kids doing when they run away? Okay? And but before I go into what you need, just to quickly touch upon the psychology behind that, and please call in if any of you have experienced this with your children or family members, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When you're a teenager, okay, you are already biologically old enough to be on your own. Think about it. In caveman days, you already had 2-3 kids by the time you were 15. So teenagers, from a biological standpoint, are usually kind of finishing up puberty. Right, by the time they're in high school, they're going through still some puberty changes, but puberty in full blown. Their hormones are crazy. Their body is designed to try to mate so they get pregnant. Okay, and some of the easiest pregnancies happen to these young kids, as long as they eat well, right? So they get pregnant pretty quickly, pretty fertile, okay? They're old enough where they're now taller than their parents, okay? They want their space, they want their privacy, they want to make their own identity. In evolutionary times, this was the time where they did branch out. They were on their own. In today's society, though, they stay with us till they're 18, all right? And from a mental and mature standpoint, many of us agree with that. They're not ready until they're 18. They want to jump behind a car. They want to, drink, et cetera. Go off and join the army. We want them to wait till they're 18 before they join the army. We want them to wait till they're 21 to drink. You'd think if our 18, 19-year-olds are putting their lives on the line in the military, they should be allowed to drink. But that's another thing. Everybody else is non-military, no alcohol till 21. But you're a teenager. You don't like what's going on. You feel like you can handle things on your own. You don't need to be on the mom's breast anymore, so to speak. So you leave the nest. You just leave the nest. Unfortunately, you've never been prepared to leave the nest as a 15-year-old. You don't have the money in the bank. You don't have a job. You're still in school. You don't know how to control some of the puberty feelings. You don't know how to control some of your actions because we don't work with we don't work with you. We put you in school and we say, well, you're going to live at home till you're 18. You're going to be on Obamacare till you're 26. You don't need to be on your own yet. And so the kids aren't mentally ready. Now, you know how I always talk about in school, we should be teaching kids CPR, we should be teaching kids how to get through a job interview, we should be teaching kids a lot more practical things in school, we should be teaching kids about sexual assault and rape, etc. Because these kids should mentally handle it. If they're acting like adults having sex, they should know what they're looking at and getting into. And we're going to actually be talking about that in the next segment. Now, apparently a blogger had talked about how girls just shouldn't, if they don't want to get raped, they shouldn't drink alcohol. And this online blogger is getting a whole lot of heat. But maybe in schools, and we're going to talk about this, maybe in schools we should show these girls these movies where they're drinking and the guy friend very easily turns into a monster, right? Or another girlfriend turns into a monster. So we'll talk about that. But anyway, so we don't prepare these kids. So then the kids now, they're like, okay, well, I could do this on my own. I hate my life. And they run away. Some of them don't feel like they could come back. They may kill themselves. Some of them, they'll come back. They'll think they'll eat crow. I mean, me, I was afraid to run away because my parents said if I ran away, I would get the biggest beating of my life. So I was afraid to run away. That's how they handled that one. Yet my sister ran away, my brother ran away, they just never came back. So, runaways happen a lot. I mean, most families have incurred something. It's very common. But what to do to make sure that, A, the runaway doesn't happen, or B, if the runaway does happen, it doesn't end in suicide, it doesn't end in drugs, it doesn't end in an abduction or a rape, all right? It ends where kid realizes they're stupid and comes back home. Now, to be prepared, you're going to call the police, okay? The police are great. They know what to do. They know what to ask for. But you may be a little bit verklempt during the whole situation. So most police, and this is according to WikiHow, are going to want the same thing. 3 current photos of the person. Okay? Now, one thing you can do to be prepared is, see, most of us have iPhones or Androids or whatever. Every week, take a picture with your kid and upload it. Okay? You don't have to go, oh, my God, well, we went to Disneyland 2 years ago. I mean, I used to be like that, where I didn't really take that many pictures of the kids. I'd take pictures on the phone would die, I'd lose the phone, I forgot to upload it, all right? Be smart about that. Every week, take a picture of the kid with the dog or something like that. It just has to be one picture. It's not going to take up a lot of memory. Boom. You'll have 3 photos within a 3-week period. Then they're going to want the height, weight, age, hair color, eye color, and build, okay? I build. Are they athletic? Do they have large breasts? Are they skinny guys? Are they linebacker? Are they water boys? That kind of thing. Know your clothing and the shoes. The shoes are important. Know the kids' shoes. Many of us buy shoes. We don't look at the kids' shoes because they stink. We don't want to touch them. When you take a picture each week, get the shoes. Okay? And I know some girls wear different shoes. My boys only have one set of shoes. They wear them till they, you know, they get holes in them, and then they get a new pair of shoes. All right? Then any possessions, glasses, contact lenses, accessories, purse, wallet, ID cards, jewelry, etc. Then they're going to want scars, tattoos, or other identifying characteristics. Mole on the face. Now, it's like, you know, I know my kids have moles, but where are they? You know, well, they got moles on the face, and now you're thinking, well, right, left, write that stuff down, guys, now, while you have your kids safe with you at home. A list of people related to or friends with the missing person. Know your kids' friends. Many of them go, yeah, well, I'm friends with Craig. I'm friends with whatever. Get those friends' names down. Get their phone numbers. Okay? All right? It doesn't help for you to just know first names and know nothing about your friends. Know a list of places that the person frequents. If they really like going to this one hotel, that, like, in Vegas, there's, like, a Red Rock Hotel. And Red Rock Hotel is a great hangout for the young kids because you got the food court, you got the bowling, you got the arcade, and you got the movie theater. So a lot of teenagers go there. You know these places. But then again, your kids could be smart, and they purposely may avoid places that they'll know you're looking. But that type of thing. All right? And then, of course, give the cops a description of the car that the person could be traveling in or a different mode of transportation. If applicable, well, she's got a skateboard, he's got a bike, he's got a, scooter, who knows? And kids of all ages, right? And then, of course, a description of the situation surrounding the person's appearance. When they left is important. Did they leave during school? Did they leave after school? Were they at the Key Club meeting? And then maybe they could talk to people at the Key Club. You see what I mean? Or did they go to the game? Then after the game, did they eat at a normal hangout and then leave? So that kind of thing is extremely important. Keep a record of the report. Make sure you know the case number. According to WikiHow, they also say to contact the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. It's operated by the U.S. Department of Justice. It lets you upload information about a missing person so that law enforcement officials, agencies, and individuals could search the site. Pretty cool stuff. There's also other missing person databases like the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, National Alliance on Mental Illness, National Healthcare for the Homeless Council. So these are things. Okay, and then when you conduct the search, okay, keep a log of who you talked to and what they said. Keep a log and then update it. Encourage people to call you. Don't say, well, you know what, I'm going to be going to bed for a few hours, let me sleep. No, encourage them to call you. Any new findings, you need to contact the caseworker. Another great thing is to call the hospitals. Call the hospitals, ask if there's been the missing person by name or a Jane Doe or a John Doe. Okay, not a bad idea. Make sure all that same information you gave the cops, you have available for the hospitals. And then, of course, check the social media. Okay, I mean, know who these person friends are, so check their Facebook, check their Twitter, etc. They could be sitting there Facebooking and tweeting while they're running away, right? Well, didn't some people get caught because they were robbing something and they were tweeting as they did? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Mark, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a columnist is under huge fire for telling women to stop drinking to avoid rape. The piece is called College Women Stop Getting Drunk, authored by Emily Yoffe. She said, the easiest ways to prevent getting raped as a woman is to avoid excessive drinking. Now, this was a very controversial op-ed, a huge wave of criticism going her way, saying that, you know, she's blaming the victim, and we need to stop blaming the victims, okay, and go after the people that are perpetrating the crime or causing the crime, etc. But let's just stop for a second here and look at what we're teaching our kids. Okay? When somebody gets raped, when somebody gets, attacked, when somebody gets abducted, many people who are looking at the situation in horror, after they go through the initial part of the grieving process, they immediately try to intellectualize, right, and go, well, you know what, they did something wrong. Because they did something wrong, it helps them cope with the situation better. Well, they were wearing a short skirt, or they were drinking too much, or they were walking in a neighborhood they shouldn't have. They did this onto themselves. And a lot of people, even if they shake that thought off right away, it's a coping mechanism for people to look at a horrible situation. And, you know, if it's not a family member, then like when they hear of a rape or whatever, like, okay, well, that's not going to happen to our family. It's not going to happen to me because I don't do things like that. I should be safe. Okay. And so people do that naturally. It's a psychological response that people use to cope. And if they say it out loud, they probably get smacked and they probably get excommunicated from their family. But it's a way that people cope, going, well, you know what? She was always flirty with the guys. That's why it happened. So it's not like bad things are happening to good people. Bad things are happening to people who deserve it. Horrible thought. Not a thought process we all should entertain, but it happens. We got to be honest. That's how humans think. Okay? But what about the concept of teaching our girls that are, and again, young boys too, but teaching our kids as they go through high school and as they go through college that when they reach for that beer or that tequila shot, that the night could end up as one of their worst nights ever. All right? Could we all agree, okay, without blaming any victims, but could we all agree that teaching these kids, and I'm not saying teaching these kids not to drink. We always talk about no drinking. Kids don't listen to that no drinking stuff. They don't. Okay? I was told in high school you don't drink, college, okay, avoid drinking. Yeah, that just doesn't work. Okay, but I got to tell you what did work when I went to school. When I was in driver's ed, they showed us back in the 80s, this must have been 1987, 88. Yeah, it was 1987. They showed us these films of these kids, these teenagers, completely mangled in drunk driving car accidents. It was so graphic, okay, severed heads and limbs and all that, that I never got into a car drunk. That worked. Maybe we need that same type of enlightenment in school. Okay? Maybe we need to show very similar videos of, although they may have to be reenactments, unfortunately, reenactment, you don't want to, you know, but of somebody, you know, it starts out at a party and how easy the rape could be. You know, many of these kids that get raped, or even adults who get raped, okay, it doesn't look like in the movies where it's, you know, somebody's chasing you, I'm going to rape you, oh no, and they're trying to run around the place and whatever. What a lot of people tell you, and I've taken care of lots of rape victims, is it happened so fast. It was, they couldn't even tell it was happening. They were in so much shock that they couldn't fight it off when they realized it was happening. They're thinking they're just walking out to the car, or they're just, you know, going in an elevator, or they're, you know, with their buddy, and their good buddy, their best friend. And all of a sudden, they are smacked, either unconscious, punched in the face, down for the count, and assaulted. And so this is maybe something we should be teaching these girls. So now you have a blogger or a columnist saying, girls don't drink if you don't want to get raped. Yes, it sounds very cynical. It's very harsh. Anybody who's had a family member who was sexually assaulted, not anything you want to hear, okay? Nobody wants to think that their loved one who was a victim, you know, it was at fault. Okay, but I think we are allowed to, you know, call the elephant in the room and say, you know, look, ladies, okay, we could really decrease the amount of rapes if you don't drink and get flirty and allow yourself to be in a position that causes you to be vulnerable when somebody does make a move. Now, for me, I never got to the point where I was drunk, which was good. You know, I would drink. So when somebody did make a move, I could get out of it. I wasn't too drunk for there not to be. Could I have been attacked or assaulted or raped? Yeah, absolutely, multiple times. But luckily I had my wits about me that I could get out of it. Thank God. Right? And it usually happened with a friend or at a party, and they weren't friends anymore. These are people pretending to be friends. So it's a very real thing. And I'm for, you know, in school, I think these kids can handle it. I don't think we need to shelter these kids. If in caveman days your 13, 14-year-old were already parents, then I think we could show 15, 16-year-olds, all right, what happens to people that drink, even boys getting raped. Boys get raped, okay? What happens with an abduction? Another movie that hit home with me is years ago I had watched in college the Hannibal, Charisse, you know that movie with Hannibal, right, that, I forget what it's called. Anyway, so I guess somebody needed help with the van, with his car. There was a girl walking home. It was at night. She's like, yeah, I'll help you. Now, I'm looking at that as, oh, my gosh, I would have done the same thing. I would have helped somebody who asked for help. That movie taught me, oh, hell no, because you get abducted. And then you lose your skin, and they guess they took her skin off, and I don't know what happened, and they killed her. All right, so those types of things, and I know, I don't want to say watch these movies or whatever, these scary movies, but I think kids need to know that their surroundings is not Sesame Street. It's not all rainbows. That they are going to school right now with current rapists. They're going to school right now with people that could drop roofies in their drink. That there are people around them right now planning to do something to them. And even though our dads always say, look, these guys are thinking about sex with you, and you're like, Dad, blow that off. Let's have some curriculum changes, okay? And then let these kids know that we're aware that there are very easy, sure signs of knowing that this is somebody who is trying to get into your pants. And unfortunately, some people like it, and they don't care. And others, they have really no clue what they're getting themselves into. But absolutely, we should be encouraging these kids, these girls especially, not to be in a position where they're so drunk and passed out that anybody could do anything to them and then plaster it on Facebook. Okay? A woman who's drunk, if you don't have any protection with you, somebody who's not drunk that could be your bodyguard, your friends are no protection for you. Even if you went to the party with them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, gentlemen, processed meats, hot dogs, bacon, ham, hamburger link to lower amounts of normal sperm. Some of you will go, no, I want my sperm. Some of you will say, great, it's a form of birth control. That's Miriam Afici from the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston, and colleagues said men in subfertile couples presenting for evaluation at the Massachusetts General Hospital Fertility Center were invited to participate in an ongoing study of environmental factors and fertility. Basically, they looked at 156 men who were undergoing in vitro fertilization with a partner. They looked at semen samples, about 364, and completed a validated food frequency questionnaire after they washed their hands. The researchers tested semen samples that adjusted for age, body mass index, abstinence interval, meaning in between self-sessions, prior fertility evaluation, whether they smoke, race, caloric intake, dietary patterns, and they found that men, this is according to UPI.com, men who regularly ate processed meat had the lowest amount of normal sperm compared to the men who ate limited amounts of processed meat. Men who ate the equivalent of less than a serving of bacon a day had 30% more normal sperm than those who had higher amounts. But men who ate like white meat fish, cod, halibut, were associated with higher amounts of normal sperm. Men eating dark meat fish like salmon, bluefish, tuna also had higher total sperm count. That makes sense. Sperm swim. So since fish swim, you eat more fish, the sperm will swim. Now, for those of you that don't believe me and that want to read the article yourself, it is published in Fertile and Sterility and presented to the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Okay? Like that? Men who eat hot dogs, bacon, ham. Okay, now, some of you may say, okay, now wait a second, Dahlia, when are they going to come up with a male birth control? You know, they're still working on it. I mean, one of the reasons why male birth control has been completely stalled is we just don't have enough men saying they would actually take the pill or take the shot, etc. Now, mind you, a lot of men get vasectomies. And thank you, gentlemen, for doing it. It's really nice, you know, for you guys to do that so us women don't have to go through the IUDs and the Esure and the tube tying and the hysterectomies and all the birth control and all the other crap we have to do. Thank you. That's really nice. All right, and mind you, you know, guys, wouldn't you not like the headache? Wouldn't it be nice for you to not have to worry if her birth control is in place? I mean, you know, wouldn't that kind of be nice to not have to worry about that? But they just don't, for the cost, okay? And remember, it's extremely expensive to put something out, to study something and then put something out on the market and then hope that it's going to sell. If guys won't buy the male birth control, now, the other thing, too, also, is sometimes the first company, you would think the first company that comes out with that, then they'll be the most successful. Okay, but not always. Remember when the first smartphone came out? A lot of people were like, no, I still got my BlackBerry. I still like my little, you know, handheld phone that I could text on. I don't think I'm ready for this computerized phone. You know, and I don't know if it was Apple or somebody else, right? But BlackBerry was kind of innovation. Oh, well, now you see the BlackBerry is having some problems compared to iPhone. Same thing. The first company that comes out with male birth control may want to be the second company. And I'm kind of getting the gist that you have these companies waiting for somebody else to come out with the first. Let them fail where men don't want to buy it. Have, you know, and pharmaceutical companies not want to, or insurance companies not want to cover it. Have it on the market for a while until finally it catches on. And then the second company launches their product. And that's the one that gets all the fame. It happened with cholesterol medication. You had Mevacor, Lovastatin, you had Pravastatin, Pravacol. These medications were out there, but the fame didn't hit until Lipitor. All of a sudden, Lipitor came out, and everybody's like, "Ah, oh, Lipitor!" You see? So Lipitor was, what, third, fourth one out? So that's my guess what's happening. Do I think male birth control would be safe? I'm sure they could figure this out. I'm sure there's a way to block sperm production in the testes. I'm sure there is a way. Okay? That could be done fairly inexpensively. But going through all the rigmarole for the process isn't, cheap. So, in the meantime though, trying to eat meat to affect your sperm, remember, all it takes is one. So, until you could go, a man would have to be nil. Nil, nil, nil. In order to be an active birth control. Shooting off a sperm or two would not do it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sure many of you have heard this story. Oreo cookies are as addictive as cocaine. Do you guys believe that? I'm not a big Oreo cookie eater. I don't even like the inside cream. I don't know, I'm more of a ding-dong, ho-ho kind of girl. All right, but in this recent study, according to New York City Dr. Timothy Morley, okay, he thinks it has to do with the sugar, fat addiction, etc. Research team at Connecticut College in New York conducted an experiment on rats using a maze with rice cakes on one side and Oreos on the other. The rats were observed on both sides of the maze. Just like humans, they say rats don't really seem to get much pleasure out of eating the rice cakes. Really? Duh. We spent money on this study, according to Joseph Schroeder, who led the research team. But experimental results were compared with previous tests done on rats that were given shots of morphine or cocaine on one side of the maze and shots of saline on the other. The Oreo study showed the rats eating the Oreos spend as much time on that side of the maze as in the other study where the rats were given the drugs. So the researchers think that the pleasure center of the rats is being activated by these Oreos even more than what cocaine or morphine would do. So their research then concludes that and supports the theory that high-fat, high-sugar foods stimulate the brain in the same way that drugs do. Oh, absolutely. If I see chocolate, I am already salivating. But, you know, even worse, and I hate to admit it, I didn't realize this, but if I see a succulent piece of meat, I'm probably salivating even more. Red meat. No, not this cod or halibut stuff. I'm talking if I see a sizzling steak somewhere on the, like I may order a salad, but if there's somebody there with beef or red meat, I'm already wanting it, right? You know, so absolutely, I think food has that potential to have the same addictive impetus and control to cause that chain of events, making you addicted. Wanting to crave. So it's kind of interesting. Now, the only, I gotta say something. Oreos don't do it for me. The one thing I noticed I did was, the Pringles. Pringles. I couldn't stop eating Pringles. And, popcorn. I think popcorn is addictive, and I think it's the salt. Okay, we've been talking about sugar a lot. We talk about Oreo cookies, we talk about chocolate, but what about the salt? They need to also agree that the salt can trigger that same type of response. Now, when we come back from the next break, Schwarzenegger wants to run for president in 2016. Arnold Schwarzenegger, and already from what we understand, according to one report, has the paperwork ready to file for change to the Constitution. So, should foreign-born people be allowed to be presidents of our United States? Toyota recalling 885,000 cars. We need to talk about that. We also have to talk about housework may not be causing weight loss or being the same amount of exercise that you think. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.